Druid wisdom, Mithraic sites, Roman Catholic ritual, Masonic rites, ritual of the Christian community. Gentlemen, it's been a long time since we were able to meet. Have you perhaps been able to think of something special, questions you'd like to discuss during this time? A member of the group says, I would like to ask if the rite, as it is celebrated today, still has a connection with the world of the spirit, and how the rites of different nations relate to one another. Rudolf Steiner. Well, gentlemen, here it will be interesting to consider the reason why a rite actually comes into existence, and what the intention is. Perhaps I might just tell you something on this occasion, which is of current interest, because it has to do with my recent trip to Britain. It was really most appropriate that the course in Penmanmaur was given near an ancient mystery site. This was on the west coast of Britain in Wales. There is an offshore island called Anglesey, and there you still have ancient sites everywhere in the hills. They are in decay, and today one really only sees broken stones, I'd say. But if one knows one's anthroposophy, one can certainly see what they once meant to people in that very place. You see, it would be just like going out into our hills here and finding such sites in them. Over there, you find them everywhere, as it were, in the hills, and above all, if a hill levels out at the top, so that you have level ground and even a slight depression. That is where those ancient sites would be. Today, they are heaps of stones, but you can still see quite clearly what they looked like in the past. The smaller ones consist of stones that were probably carried there once in the ice, and then dragged to the particular site where people wanted to have them. They were arranged in a kind of square, one beside the other, like this, and there's a picture. Looking at them from the side, it would look like this. A large stone on top covered the others, there's another picture. The big mystery places would have similar stones, and a third picture. Placed in a circle, exactly 12 of them. The rite probably was at its height 3,000 or 4,000 years before our time, at a time when the area was only thinly populated, and there would be hardly anything except agriculture and animal husbandry. Writing and reading were quite unknown at the time, when this rite was at its height. Writing and reading, they never even imagined that there might be such a thing. Now we may ask what the significance was of that rite. Let me emphasize again that there was no reading and writing in those days. Now you know that when we want to get crops to grow in the field, to do really well, they have to be sown at particular times, and different things have to be done with them at particular times. And people also have to know the right times for getting their animals mated, and so on. This has to do with the way the earth relates to the whole of the cosmos around it, and I have told you about this on several occasions. Now today people have their farmer's calendar, and they'll look it up. It'll tell them what day of the year it is, and so they tend to forget that it is not a matter of arbitrary choice. You can't fix the dates whichever way you like, but have to fix them according to the movement of the stars, the position of the moon, and so on. Today's calendar makers calculate these things by following tradition. Calculations are made to show when this or that particular day will be. People are now working it out like this because at one time the days were calculated according to the position of the sun. You can still do it according to the sun today, but the people who generally observe these dates do not go by the position of the sun or of the stars, but simply by the calendar, as it has been calculated. In those early days, that would have been unthinkable, for people could not read or write then. Such things only came later. So this takes us back 3,000 or 4,000 years, as I said. And reading and writing only came a little over 2,000 or 3,000 years ago in those regions.